This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared a glimpse through the social media that how Make in India is propelling India's economy onto the global stage. The thread said, Indian bicycles are becoming a global sensation with exports surging to the UK, Germany and the Netherlands. This growth highlights India's rising influence in international markets. Made in Bihar boots are now part of the Russian Army's gear, showcasing the unexpected global reach of Indian products. This milestone reflects India's growing influence in international defence markets and the high quality of its manufacturing capabilities. Kashmir Willow bats were in high demand as the World Cup approached, solidifying their status as a global favourite. These bats exemplify India's superior craftsmanship and significant impact on the international cricket scene. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called on Prime Minister of Mauritius Pravind Kumar Jagannath in Port Louis. Dr. Jaishankar conveyed the warm greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Mr. Jagannath. Jointly addressing media, Dr. Jaishankar said, Mauritius is one of the first countries that he is visiting in his current term as External Affairs Minister. The External Affairs Minister reiterated India's consistent and continued support to Mauritius in its quest for progress and prosperity. Mr. Jagannath and Dr. Jaishankar inaugurated 12 high-impact community development projects. They witnessed exchange of agreements for space cooperation, development of National Institute for Curriculum Research, renewing ICCR chair for Sanskrit and Indian philosophy, and digitization of Indian immigration archives. The final stage of the budget preparation process for Union Budget 2024-25 commenced with the customary halwa ceremony in the presence of Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in New Delhi today. The halwa ceremony was also attended by Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, along with Secretaries of Finance Ministry, Chairman of CBDT and CBIC, besides officials of Finance Ministry and North Block Budget Press. Ms. Sitharaman also distributed halwa to members of Budget Press along with other staff of the Finance Ministry present on the occasion. The Union Budget 2024-25 will be presented on 23rd of this month. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the Congress is snatching the reservation of the backward classes in Karnataka and giving it to the Muslim community. If the Congress government comes to power in Haryana, it will do the same thing here too. He said that this will not be allowed to happen in Haryana under any circumstances. Mr. Shah was addressing the Pichda Varg Samman Sammelan as a chief guest at the Central University in Pali, Mahendragarh today. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested two more accused in connection with the NEET UG paper leak case. One of the accused, a resident of Bokaro, Jharkhand, has been arrested from Patna for allegedly stealing the NEET UG examination paper from National Testing Agency's trunk in Hazaribagh. Another person arrested from Hazaribagh is accused of assisting him in stealing the paper. So far, the agency has arrested a total of 14 accused involved in this case, including the principal and vice principal of a school in Jharkhand's Hazaribagh. Secretary, Department of Consumer Affairs, Nidhi Khare, has said that prices of chana, tur and urad in major mandis had declined by up to 4% in past 1 month. She said, however, retail prices of these commodities have not seen similar decline. She pointed out the diverging trends between wholesale mandi prices and retail prices, which seem to suggest that retailers are deriving higher profit margin. And in Swedish Open tennis, India's Sumit Nagel defeated Swedish Elias Jemmer 6-4, 6-3 in the men's singles round of 32 clash at the Båstad Tennis Stadium in Sweden this evening. Meanwhile, Nagel has achieved a new career high, ranking of 68 in the men's singles category in the latest ATP rankings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.